Do you want to become a secure parent? Do you want to become your child's safe space for your child to come with anything because they know they trust you? On this podcast episode, I'm going to share with you the three things that I did to become a secure parent. Not a perfect parent, a secure parent. And you can become one too. I have ADHD and autism, and I know that even with all the support needs that I have, I can be a secure parent for my children. For me to show up in a way that I feel proud of, I know that you can do so as well. The three skills that I mastered, I want to share them with you on how I got there so you can be a secure parent as well. I am Marcela Collier, head coach of HIC Parenting Education Agency, and you are listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. HIC Parenting is a parenting education agency with the mission to help parents like you break their cycle of frustration, bring peace to their parenting, and raise emotionally healthy children. 12 years ago, I was a parent who was committed to raise my child at the time peacefully. But then I ran into a problem. I was raised in Chancla culture, and for me, it made sense to me why I should not yell at my kid, why I should be gentle with him, why I should speak gently. But the problem that I was running is that I was so full of fear, insecurity, anxiety, and that didn't allow me to show up as a secure parent. Then I went on a journey of getting all the tools that I required to be a secure parent as a neurodivergent person. I have autism and ADHD, so I could guide my child who has ADHD. He doesn't have autism, ADHD, and other diagnoses, PTSD, ADHD. What's the other one? Adrenal hyperplasia, which affects behaviors and mood. I wanted to have all the tools to help him without me feeling that I was drowning. And I went on that journey. It was a long, long journey. Along the way, I became a parenting coach, and I started applying those tools that I learned. And then I got into Parenting with Understanding, which is a framework that bases the connection and the relationship with the child from the understanding of their needs and of my needs as well, because every behavior communicates a need. And things took a big turn. I started communicating more assertively. He started responding to me a lot better. And then I developed a framework that helped me become a secure parent. This is a three-step or three-layer framework that I'm going to share with you in this podcast episode. So if you are at that point of your journey of the same way as I was 12 years ago, I think I know a lot. I read a lot. I have a lot of tools in me, but the application, the day-to-day, the discipline, or the communication with my child was sticky, then I encourage you to stay on this podcast episode, and we're going to start right now. Number one, to become a secure parent, we need to be very clear on what we need as a person and what our children need as a person as well. Why? Because underneath reactivity, underneath our reactivity and our children's reactivity, there is always an unmet need. I didn't yell at my son, my foster son, because I knew that's what he needed. It's because I was at the end of my rope, tired, overwhelmed. So I had a big need that took me to do things against my values. The same thing for him. He has, yes, different diagnoses, and that paired up with his needs, that's what took him to sometimes become aggressive. And because he had mood disorder, PTSD, and he was a neurodivergent child, then his aggression was like, yeah, high, meaning putting holes in the wall, and trying to run away, those type of things. So it was intense. Now, when I understood exactly what his needs were and what my needs were, I started speaking to the needs and not to the behavior. I started seeing the need and not the misbehavior. I started seeing me with a lot more compassion, which allowed me to show up in a more secure way. This was a fundamental layer for me to become a secure parent. If you are at that point of, I wonder if I'm a good mom, I wonder if I'm a good dad, I keep losing it with the kids, at my wit's end, I'm out of tools, I want to tell you that you're not a bad parent, you're a great parent who has needs. And those needs, if they are chronically unmet, they create a lot of overwhelm and frustration. Today, I have my coaching session with my coach. Yes, I'm a parenting coach who is under coaching because I believe that coaching is a continuous process because I don't stop parenting my kids, right? I want that support. And I remember my coach telling me that when I started making up space for my needs, I can start making a space for my children's needs. If I don't make up space for my own needs, then I won't have the oxygen tank to make up space for my children's needs. You need to make up space for your needs and understand what they are in order to become a secure parent. And I'm under parenting coaching because it is a continuous process. I want to have that professional who is able to give me not judgmental advice and accurate advice, not the advice that I would get from my mom. Hey, just suck it up. You're a mom. Why do you have kids? That's what my mom used to tell me, right? That's the value that parenting coaching brings to me. And that's the value that I see a lot of our clients in HIC parenting expressing, that that's what parenting coaching does for them. It provides the support, the guidance without judgment, so they can implement those new tools, those new skills of being a secure parent and not a reactive parent consistently and successfully, instead of trying it on their own just from the tips and advice they get in social media. Okay, number two step to become a secure parent. It is about the regulation of our nervous system, gaining emotional intelligence tools to understand how I regulate or how I stay calm in the middle of my children's storm has been paramount, has been key in order for me to remain a secure parent during my children's chaos. Acting calm, talking calmly to our children is not the same as regulating our nervous system and feeling calm during our children's chaos. We can fake talking calmly to our kids, but if our nervous system is anxious, it's overwhelmed, it's triggered, that's what our children are going to pick up. And that's why a lot of parents who come to us tell us, hey, but I talk at their level. I offer them a hug. I talk softly and they're still all over the place. So when we are able to gain the tools to embody emotional regulation, so we master those skills, there and only there, we can transfer those skills onto our kids so they can learn how to regulate their nervous system, meaning how to calm themselves down with our help. A gentle tone is better than yelling or spanking. However, a gentle tone with a triggered adult nervous system would not settle a child down anytime soon. So when I gained those emotional intelligence tools, that was a game changer for me to become a secure parent. I went from trying to act calm and take deep breaths to not lash out and lose it, to fully feeling like, okay, I can take this. I feel regulated and calm. Today, it was a hard day. Because I have the flu. Yes, I have the flu right now. My children have the flu. My parents have the flu. my brother has the flu and everybody's in bed except me, because if everybody's in bed, including me, who's going to take care of everybody? So I was the one cooking, taking care of the kids, giving medicine, and it was hard for me. It came to a point that my son, he felt so crummy that he started whining, following me, whining and whining and whining. And I did not feel well. That was the difference that I perceive today. Back in the day, in the past, when I didn't have emotional intelligence tools, that very same behavior, when I don't feel well physically, would have triggered my reactivity so fast. But because I was able to take care of myself emotionally with emotional intelligence tools, I felt calm. I mean, I felt crummy physically, but I felt calm while my child was following me, whining for 2 hours and a half straight. Yes, it was that intense. And I even told my dad, I mean, if he has all that energy to whine like that, I'm sure he's already feeling a lot better. Because yesterday he was just there on the couch, kind of like almost passed out. So if he has that energy, that kind of gives me relief of like, you're getting better, buddy. You're getting better. So to become a secure parent, master emotional regulation. And the third thing to become a secure parent is having the strategies and the tactics that replace spanking, that replace timeouts, that replace any other form of punishment. Because if we only have the tool of, I know how to validate my son's feelings, but I don't know how to correct his behavior, then we stay there and then the behaviors keep happening and happening. And they won't feel we are a secure parent. They won't feel that, okay, my mom has got it. She knows how to guide me. We will look permissive on their eyes trying to do gentle parenting. So that was me in 2012. That was me. I was so permissive and I call myself a gentle parent, and I was really permissive. And I call myself a gentle parent because I was not spanking anymore. I was not yelling as much. I was hugging my son when he was crying. Then I was permissive in the sense that I didn't know how to communicate limits. I didn't know how to correct behaviors the long term, not just to put out the fire. I always went back to things that I didn't want to do, like taking his things away. I mean, I wanted him to feel connected and that we have a good relationship. And that just put me farther apart from him. I didn't want that. So yeah, I always take things to this extreme. I decided to pursue a positive parenting certification to gain all the tools that will replace the chancla. Well, I didn't do the chancla in the first place, but all those tools that I was doing, taking things away, threatened to not have ice cream if he didn't do A, B, or C. And you know what? Wow, it was so amazing. The difference between how he responded to threats, how he responded to, I put him in timeout as well, how he responded to that versus me developing skills for him to choose the right thing. So these three things made me a secure parent. Again, I want to highlight this. I'm not a perfect parent. I'm a secure parent. I can confidently say I'm an imperfect, secure parent. Because if perfection were the goal, then what kind of lesson I am giving to my child? That they need to be perfect in order to be good enough? No. So becoming a secure parent is not about having everything figured out. It's about feeling confident in your own skill that you are doing everything the absolute best to raise emotionally healthy children. But these tools, these things didn't come to me just by watching social media tips and trying to apply on my own. It required coaching and a lot of coaching, and I'm still under coaching. It required me having direct guidance along the journey because I was getting transformation, but then it's a continuous thing and children evolve. My 7-year-old at the time. Now he's an adult. So I went through all those developmental stages, and every stage gave me a new thing. So just to have that coaching support was huge. Now, I want to say that coaching is an investment. It's not cheap. And we've served hundreds of parents in our coaching program in HIC Parenting, and I feel so grateful for that. However, I want to make coaching accessible to most parents, because I know that the ticket of paying one-on-one support might not be accessible for everybody. And there are so many parents who need that support, who want to have a parenting coach by their side and a like-minded community, non-judgmental like-minded community. Social media is very judgmental, but a non-judgmental online community. So for that reason, we created the Secure Parent Collective. The Secure Parent Collective is a membership, yes, that HIC Parenting and I created for you to get continuous coaching support without the high ticket price. So this is not one-on-one as parenting coaching. This is coaching support. This is parenting support, direct support with a coach in a community. Imagine that you are not alone anymore, that you have a parenting coach and a community on your back pocket to help you every step of the way, that something came up and your child threw something at the kitchen sink that you were not prepared for, and you are able to access a coach every single week to answer your questions in a community, in a group setting, that you have access to like-minded parents who are in the same process as you. So we just created this membership. The price is amazing. So it is just $57 a month, low commitment. You can cancel anytime. And we are starting with our founding members. So the membership is going to be $57, but for the next week, we are grouping our founding members of this membership, and you will be able to access this membership coaching support, parenting tools in your library. You are going to have a library of coaching calls, past coaching calls that you can refer to, and weekly meetups with me and other HIC coaches for just $47 to be a founding member. We are closing cart on April 26th, because we are going to start with the parents, the founding members, and we're going to take them through the steps to become a secure parent, every single step until you do get there. So if you want to join, all you have to do is go to the link in my bio, or you can find it on my website, hicparenting.com. The link in my bio is at High Impact Club on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. You're listening to this podcast, then you can as well open the description of this podcast episode, and the link is there to join as a founding member. We will respect your founding membership price for the whole time that you're in the membership, meaning that the price is not going to be raised for you. And if you're watching on YouTube, you will find this link on the description as well. So the three steps to become a secure parent are: number one, for you to learn your needs and your children's needs. So instead of reactive, you are proactive on meeting your needs and understanding what your children need as well. Number two, it is to master emotional regulation skills. So instead of just trying to act calm for your child, you do really feel calm in your child's chaos. Number three is the skills to replace the outdated methods with more updated positive discipline methods, so you can finally do this parenting style without becoming permissive. Don't do what I did back in the day. That was becoming permissive just because I didn't have any other tool. So those are the steps to become a secure parent. If this podcast episode helped you anyway, would you leave us a positive review? All you have to do is go to the description, leave us a positive review, and let us know how this episode helped you, or in general, the Parenting with Understanding podcast. Okay? I want to remind you that it only takes understanding of yourself and of your children to change your parenting, to parent your children with understanding. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. For more information on how to bring peace to your parenting and raise emotionally healthy children, head over to www.hicparenting.com. We'll see you soon.